From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump met today with Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang to discuss trade and economic ties. He's now on his way to Manila, the final stop on a five-nation Asian trip.
Later today, I will travel to the Philippines, where I will discuss many of these issues at the U.S.-ASEAN Summit and the East Asia Summit. The ASEAN Summit is going to be something I think very, very special. I look forward to attending. We will also discuss the growing threat from North Korea.
President Trump speaking at a joint news conference with President Quang earlier. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy arrives in Catalonia today for his first visit since Madrid imposed direct rule on the region. His visit to Barcelona comes one day after Catalonia's battered independence movement staged a massive protest in the city demanding the release of jailed leaders and the recognition of a separate Catalan Republic. 40 members of parliament from British Prime Minister Theresa May's Conservative Party have agreed to sign a letter of no confidence in her. This is 8 short of the number needed to trigger a party leadership contest, the mechanism through which May could be forced from office. Lebanese President Michel Aoun has called on Saudi Arabia to explain why Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri has yet to return to his country a week after he resigned unexpectedly during a visit in Riyadh. Aoun has yet to formally accept Hariri's resignation. White House said Hariri has been a trusted partner of the United States in strengthening Lebanese institutions. This is VOA News. Leaders of Tanzania and Uganda have criticized a plan by the International Criminal Court to investigate alleged human rights abuses in Burundi. Burundi's government says it will not cooperate with the ICC. Mohamed Youssef reporting now from VOA's East Africa Bureau.
Speaking to reporters in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, Justice Minister Aime Laurentine says the ICC has no right to conduct an investigation in her country.
Burundi not being state party to the ICC statute is not concerned with the so-called decision of that court. The government of Burundi reject that decision and reiterate its firm determination that it will not cooperate with international criminal courts or any other fraudulent manipulation intending to facilitate extend the mandate of the ICC on the territory of Burundi.
The government response comes a day after 3 judges at the ICC authorized the prosecutor to open an investigation into alleged human rights abuses committed inside and outside of Burundi between April 2015 and October 2017. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Pakistan's Interior Ministry recently responded to an inquiry from the parliament, the upper house, on how slain Afghan Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansoor was able to get a Pakistani passport. Mansoor was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Pakistan in May of 2016 when he was reportedly returning from a visit to neighboring Iran. Both his Pakistani passport and ID card were recovered near the car, which was destroyed in the drone attack. Mansoor was using an alias to avoid being tracked by authorities. A survey conducted by the United Nations Refugee Agency for more than 500,000 Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh finds 1/3 are vulnerable and in need of special assistance. UNHCR spokesperson Dania Khan tells VOA they decided to conduct the survey to assess the refugees' vulnerability and see what help was most needed.
According to the data so far collected, we have number of household headed by single mothers without any male support. We have younger children who are now taking care of their sibling. We have elderly grandparents who have no support from younger family members because they are either killed or separated.
Khan says many people suffer from various disabilities and many children are separated from their families. She says all these people will require special life-saving support. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. welcome to the program. This is the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. I'm Heather Maxwell. Today's playlist is an awesome mix of some of my favorite AFRIMA 2017 nominees. What's AFRIMA? The All Africa Music Awards, of course. It's happening November 10th through 12th in Lagos, Nigeria. I'm bringing you 9 very special tunes and an inside scoop. Nigeria's Channels TV entertainment correspondent Abidemi Dairo joins us by phone from Lagos to talk all about it. Also inside today's show, there's fan mail that comes at the bottom of the hour. And Bill Odidi from Nairobi presents Kali za Pwani, a hot new compilation album from Kenya's finest music from the coast. Kwame Ofori joins me near the end of the hour, too, to co-present our Song of the Week, Bongam Bom. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Starting off with back-to-back banging tunes by 4 of my favorite AFRIMA 17 nominees. Here's number 1, La Puissance. It's by Mohamed Silla, a.k.a. MHD. The 23-year-old rapper is French with mixed Guinean and Senegalese origin. He made a name for himself in 2016 by publishing a series of clips on YouTube called Afro Trap. The series is shot in his neighborhood, the 19th arrondissement in Paris. And this single, La Puissance, meaning power, has 145 million views on YouTube. It was published less than 1 year ago.
La puissance, que la puissance. J'ai pas connu la défaite depuis mon existence. Gros, je m'en sors bien, suis jamais raculé. Parle en français, parle au cas, je prends tes distances. Ramenez-moi la tête, je reste quand on passe à table. Qu'est-ce que tu me parles dans ta zone, t'es qu'un guetteur. Ceux qui pensent me connaître, ne me connaissent pas. Moi, t'as toujours redette comme les bacs dans mon secteur. Hey, t'es dans la merde, je suis au fond d'un caravane IP. Ces bâtards sont à la dèche. T'es mon adversaire, t'as pas de chance. Tu peux têche, la bouteille à la mer. Où sont les vrais? Ceux qui parlent paix, frappe fort. À la fin de tous les jazz, recueille-toi et laisse-moi faire. Quand les opposés s'assurent, mon gars, c'est là que les balles se perdent. Et rien qu'elles se perdent, et même toi t'es du père. Toujours attendu comme un rayon de soleil. Gros, c'est la puissance, rien que la puissance. Respecte le protocole, gros, y'a pas de secret. La puissance, gros, c'est la puissance, c'est la puissance. Ah, la puissance, gros, c'est la puissance, c'est la puissance. Ah, la puissance, gros, c'est la puissance, c'est la puissance. Ah, la puissance, gros, c'est la puissance. Ça revient plus fort, je suis toujours le même. C'est moi contre moi, toi tu finis par terre. Mon big au sol, je suis en mode avion. Pour que j'arrête, faut qu'on me tranche le gaz vocal. Ah, ça blesse. MHD, Afrotrap, partie 7, le projet est dans les bacs. J'ai la grinta, tout est bon, oui, tout est fainé. La moulague n'oubliera pas. J'ai rien vu, j'ai rien entendu. J'ai rien dit, mais du sale, je vous promets. Tu m'attendais, calmaté, j'arrive. 2017, on reprend les sociétés. Ils ont voulu me boycotter, j'en suis arrivé. Seul Dieu pourra m'en protéger. Le chemin est long, je compte plus d'amis que d'alliés. Je suis seul, j'ai besoin de personne. M'en prie pour moi, enfin c'est la guerre, il est en retard. La puissance, gros c'est la puissance, c'est la puissance. Ah, la puissance, gros c'est la puissance, c'est la puissance. Ah, la puissance, gros c'est la puissance, c'est la puissance. Ah, la puissance, gros c'est la puissance, c'est la puissance. Ah.
That was La Puissance by French rapper MHD. This is Heather. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa.
It's Music Time in Africa, y'all.
WizKid is another AFRIMA nominee, no big surprise, for Artist of the Year for this song, Come Closer, featuring Drake.
Go outside. Big time forward. The star boy there, so. Came into the game, no one replace me. Me love mine, I see straight, we no chaser. All of my guys know me, all about me paper. Me call me girls all around me, me no chaser. Yeah, star boy call me number one. When me tune drop, the girls they bounce along. Me no let nothing come between me and me paper. So when me come in, I place me on that taker. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
ready, representing for me city, yo. African boy, me rep my team, yo. Become clean like me coming on me video. Me come through like a soldier. She give me tea and she pleasing my rosa. She got the keys to my Porsche on my Rover. We in Miami, living la vida loca, yeah. Yeah, you got that teen, I know. You got the body, I know. You make me sing, I know. You make me sing, I know. Yeah, you got that teen, I know. You got the body, I know. You make me sing, I know. You make me sing, I know.
Jealous people around me, I need to change my life. I just turn colder every time I try. What would I do without you, my Georgie? I don't feel that way with anybody. Tell me your secrets, I'm not messy. Steady it for me, girl, hold steady. I wanna put you in my life. Your hair smell like the tropics, your body look nice. One fuck can't hold me, we gotta go twice. I'm here for you, just tell me what you like. I wanna put you in my life.
Yeah.
Right. Hello. Hello. We're all about the All Africa Music Awards happening this November 12th in Lagos, Nigeria. Ibtisen Tiskat is up for Best Female Artiste, Northern Africa. Here she is with Minik Willemi.
Minik Willemi, ma baqish hammi, sidi li ta'athirni li bini w binak sada, la ma njik ma jini, li sir w khallini. بكيت لي عيني قدرت في قلبي حدا منك ولا مني ما بقيش هممني سيدي لا تعذبني اللي بيني وبينك سادة لا منجيك ما جيني غير السير وخليني بكيت لي عيني قدرت في قلبي حدا اللي تحبك سيدي
Cool down here with this gorgeous ballad. Yet another AFRIMA nominee, Amanda Black. Amanda's up for Best Female Artiste, Southern Africa, for this song, Amazulu.
Drifting, I'm drifting away into the darkness. Is what tattoo twilight and make him all.
Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music.
Okay, hello, lovies. Now it's time to get the inside scoop on the AFRIMA Awards. This is Abidemi Dairo speaking by phone from Lagos.
My name is Abidemi Dairo. I live in Lagos, Southwest Nigeria, and I'm an entertainment correspondent for Channels Television. Thank you very much for inviting me. It's a pleasure being on your show. Lagos has hosted the AFRIMAs for 3 consecutive years, and this is going to be the 4th edition to be hosted in Lagos. And the past 3 editions have been hugely successful. So you can imagine the kind of buzz that will be filling the city at the moment. There are billboards, neon signs everywhere about the AFRIMAs. You could feel it in the air. There are adverts on TV, radio, interviews. The publicity is huge, and it appears like the citizens are also excited, and there's a huge anticipation about the awards in the city.
Next, I ask Dairo how the voting works and if he thinks it's fair.
All right, the AFRIMA categories are first divided into regional categories. Then there's a general category that all artists from across Africa can compete in. For the regional categories, I know there are judges from different geopolitical zones in the continent. From the pedigree of some of these individuals that are members of the jury, these are people who have been within the music industry for a very long time. Like in Nigeria, you have Olisa Adibua, who's a radio presenter, has worked in a record label, was a manager at Storm at some point. So they have a good understanding about contemporary music, how it works in Africa. Speaking about how fair the results are, we never can judge from the outside because we're not a member of the jury. I've been privileged to visit and observe the judges for a few moments during their exercise. And yes, they appeared like they're, of course, they knew I was there observing. So yes, it appears like they're meticulous. But on the side, when the winners emerges, people kind of agree with them. And the turnout also shows that the stars themselves agree with them. They don't feel hard done. Of course, artists might be disappointed here and there if they don't win, but they still turn up for the next edition. So yes, they keep hope alive. It shows that they probably still have faith and credibility in the process. And it's an event that is also supervised and monitored by the African Union Commission. So yes, you expect it to be credible.
This is Abidemi Dairo speaking by phone with me from Lagos. He's an entertainment correspondent for Nigeria's Channels TV. Here I ask him what AFRIMA winners come away with.
The tangible, I would say, yes, of course, they've got the award plaque, the bragging rights, and the satisfaction of saying, I want this, what my work has been recommended, and people are happy with what I've done. That thing that builds your self-confidence, you say, yes, I think I'm doing the right thing. But if you look at the intangible things, AFRIMA has also provided an opportunity for African artists to meet, mingle, and also experience different cultures, sounds, and music from other people. It provides an opportunity for artists to collaborate. Last year, for instance, an artist, Zainab, from the Republic of Benin, came to Lagos and performed for the first time in the country. Now, Benin is just a few hours drive from Lagos, from Lagos, where she stays in our country, is just a few hours drive from Lagos, and she's been in the country, she's been to Lagos a couple of times, but she has never had the opportunity of having Lagosians listen to her music, of having Nigerians listen to her music, but the AFRIMA provided a platform.
So now you have the inside scoop on AFRIMA. This is Heather Maxwell. It's Music Time in Africa. Here's Msafiri Zawuse featuring the Sauti Band. He's from Tanzania. I met Msafiri in Nairobi once and saw one of his live shows with his family band, and they are amazing on stage. Msafiri is up for Best Artiste Group in African Traditional at the AFRIMA Awards this year. This is Asili Yangu, a track off the 2016 album Tanganyika. gorgeous. That was Msafiri Zawose and the Sauti Band. Hey, everybody, this is Heather, and now it's time for fan mail. Music time in Africa. You've got mail. Okay, I've got two messages to read for you today. First, this from Yobe State, Nigeria. Hello, Heather. How are you, dear? I really missed MTIA's show, but now I'm back, as usual. Ibrahim Bukar from Damaturu, Yobe State in Nigeria. Ah, glad you're back, Ibrahim. Next, a message and a song from Amazin. Now, quick backstory here. Amazin is a hip-co artist that I met in Liberia in 2016. I was doing research then about music and Ebola. And he's one of the artists who had composed songs to help stop that epidemic. So, Amazin is also an MTIA fan. And he just sent me one of his new songs on Messenger. It's called Inabe Your Chimney. He explains in his message, and I quote here, Chimne actually means enemy. People started naming and shaming their close friends just because they chose different political parties. Then he says, Ina yu chimne, but rather your padi. We're still buddies despite our political differences. Liberia is above all.
For the electricity business of people, then I call a friend. One way of fighting hard to speak to you, but so you're not shaking my hand. And I be your chimney. Let keep it peace, yeah, pay minute. Chill, man, don't tie your face whole day before you and hot time can't get resemblance. You say my body and my booty. Whatever, haul it, we drag it on the team, man, I spoil it. But you still be my homie. Who will, who don't will, bring the truth, I will walk it. I see plenty of people shifting, blame. But everybody can just take the lead. What would that say? So that it won't happen. Hell, I be the woman. Let me put the man up in your chimney. When you see me, don't push all your mouth.
All right, that was fan mail number two from Amazin out of LIB. Thanks for sending your song, Chimney. If you'd like to send your own fan mail or comment on what you've heard in this or previous fan mail segments, here's how.
Get connected to Heather on her Facebook page, Twitter at Music Time Africa, email at musictimeafrica@voanews.com or on blog at voanews.com/musictimeinafrica.
All right, I'm back. And here's Gilad with Angel Uriel, a touching ballad about a young boy's death. Gilad, by the way, is an AFRIMA nominee for Best Artiste in African Rock. He's from Kenya.
Take a step at a time, be strong.
Watch out, Shumari.
It won't be long till you see. Oh yeah, these mountains will celebrate you. The Mayans will paint flowers on skulls and light a thousand.
strong. It won't be long. I lit a candle for a child I'd never meet. Flew miles across the world to accept defeat. And I stand here and question my regrets. Yeah, you walked through the streets where you held your baby's hand. Stay at home with his mom, you make your stand. No questions, no regrets. But always remember to breathe. Hold on. Try to be strong. It won't be long until you understand. Just breathe. One breath at a time, hold on. Take a step at a time, be strong. Yeah. Won't be long till you see. Ooh, yeah. These mountains will celebrate you. The Mayans will paint flowers on skulls and light a thousand candles. For the angel of San Cristobal, yeah. The church bell will ring. The rockets will fire.
Hello, music fans. This is Heather Maxwell. For those of you just joining us, today's program features many of my favorite nominees for this year's All Africa Music Awards. Here's Bambino, hailing from Niger. He's up for Best Artiste or Group in African Traditional.
watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Now, let's get with Bill Odidi in Nairobi. He's got something new for us from the coast of Kenya, Kaliza Pwani.
Thank you very much indeed, Heather Maxwell. Greetings from Nairobi in Kenya. I'm Bill Odidi and I'm playing you today a hot new compilation album featuring various artists from the coast of Kenya. It's called Kaliza Pwani and that is Swahili for the very best rhythms of the coast.
Achimeta we chivala chekini mavazi.
Achimeta chivala chekini mavazi.
Mabino. Siku moja nilikwenda chauringo. Siku moja nilikwenda chauringo. Kamkuta bibi, kampokonya ushanga, kamtumba na mahombo siansia. Siku moja nilikwenda chauringo. Siku moja nilikwenda chauringo. Kamkuta bibi, kampokonya ushanga, kamtumba na mahombo siansia. Msapuwe, kakuhenza be. Msapuwe, kakuhenza be. Siku moja nilikwenda chauringo. Siku moja nilikwenda chauringo. Kamkuta bibi, kampokonya ushanga, kamtumba na mahombo siansia.
I love that. It's called Kaya by Afro Simba Band and it's based on a folk song that mentions the nine tribes that comprise the Mijikenda, which is a community from the coast of Kenya. They shake the waist while dancing to that groove in such unbelievable fashion. That distinctive rhythm from the coast of Kenya is on a new compilation album, Kaliza Pwani, Swahili for the best of the coast. Kombo Chokwe of the band Afro Simba explains why he and other artists decided to do this project.
Kaya ni Rabai.
All of us were from coast and we were like, hey guys, I think we need to do a compilation of our songs for our fans to hear a compilation of all of us together. You know, it was also a request from some of the fans. Why don't you guys do something together? I mean, why don't you compile your music? We had to come like, okay, Kaliza Pwani. Then there you can hear very different types of coastarian music. Because myself, I do Mijikenda stuff. That is from the nine tribes of the coast. I borrowed my music from those nine tribes of the coast.
By James Gogo and the band Gogo Simo. Ngoma literally means the drum, which is the driving rhythm of the music from the coast of Kenya. The artists on the album are Afro Simba, Juma Tutu and James Gogo. These are all contemporary artists who combine coastal influences and modern styles of music. The album also features Joseph Ngala, who's a real veteran of the Kenya music scene. He's been in the music business since the 1960s and is known as the father of a style of music called bango, which combines modern rhythms with traditional coastal music. James Gogo explains why it's such an honor to work with an icon like Joseph Ngala.
I grew up in Mombasa, you know, and Zengala is like a father to us. I grew up listening to bango. It's just great to share the same stage with him.
Zengala is he has made us. I'm following the footsteps. So you say you're following footsteps of someone. And that is a guy we've been looking for. Until now, we have music which now we say even him was like, yeah, my products.
Safari, nambie pole basi kipenzi, nione raha moyoni. Siku nyingi hatujaonana, ndio nikafunga safari ili nikuone maridhia, uelewe yangu nia. Nilichojia nitakwambia, nataka tuishi wawili, uwe wangu mtu wa maisha, nione raha moyoni.
Joseph Ngala and the Bango Sounds with a song that appears on the compilation album featuring various artists from the Kenyan coast. Wonderful rhythms. That's just about it from me, Bielo Didi, for Music Time in Africa. And then I'll hand you right back to Heather Maxwell.
Thank you, Bill. Here's MT, nominee for Best Male Artist and Best African Hip Hop Southern Africa with We Up.
From the village life to the township, from the township to the city life. We about to move to the perbs on me next.
Chip, we are kumbula mgani wami. Besta tela pansi, manje basi telu mona, basi telu mona. Cause we up, petty cup, then we up. Basa si de lumona, cause we up, petty cup, so we up, basa si de lumona.
How you like me now? I see you biting now. Lames wanna fight me now. Uh-huh. Let's get it, Freddy, I'm down. Touch on my chance, you kidding me? When everyone's saying they feeling me, there's no way I'll let you belittle me. No. I don't play in no little league. No. Wake up and realize that I'm really nice, and I kill the mic trying to do it right from my crew tonight. Pussy Sprite, now we'll sweetie pie, I sugar. You a fake ass, you a hating ass, got no life, I sugar. Trying to gate crash, where your gate pass? Why you so loud, money?
Tell me now, yazibuza na. Oh, kanti senzeni na. Kafunu ponu mdomnyama eya pambili. Mdomnyama kafunu ponu mdomnyama eya pesu. Uya kumbula mgani wami. Besta tela panzi. Manje basi telu mona. Basi telu mona. Cause we up, petty cup. Basa si de lumona, cause we up, petty cup, so we up, basa si de lumona.
Koku moya baba breathe, I'm about to release, I'm just trying to get the key, take the baby mama overseas, save money for my son's fees, be in the studio for some weeks, I took a walk and I got me some sneeze, so what a life, I want a G. I know I ain't never had it easy. Now I got some strangers trying to reach me. Been through it all, there ain't nothing you can teach me. These voluntary bitches trying to please me. Bitches were never around. Look, now I'm holding it down. I'm probably running this town. Haters ain't making a sound.
Uyakumbula mgani wami. Besta tela pansi. Manje basi telu mona. Basi telu mona. Cause we up, petty cup, then we up. Basa si telu mona. Cause we up, petty cup, so we up. Basa si telu mona.
right. Hey, everybody, that was We Up by MT. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And this is the Song of the Week.
Joining me now is Kwame Ofori.
Hey, 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 Heather.
How are you?
Doing great.
Good. So, Song of the Week this week, it's this amazing hot trio from Nigeria.
Okay.
The title of the song is Bogambon.
Hey, that sounds very, very Igbo.
Yeah, you're right. So, as you know, the artist, the main one is Flavor.
Yes.
And then he has two feature artists with him, Fino and Zorro.
Okay.
So I absolutely love this song. What do you think about it?
Well, I watched the video and I listened to it and it was great. It was great. I like the whole portrayal of tradition in the Igbo tradition, Igbo Kwenu. Yeah, I loved it very much with the old meeting the new and the masquerade and everything.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Very, very
beautiful. So let's just listen to it.
Let's jump right into it.
Song of the Week.
Rest in peace, I'm local. All I need is good choco, can ya di beat it come to? First class in the mobile, one nigga go see some bodo. I can a quack and a bum bum, open leg and a hello, I come. When a man on a thief, hello, man, you so cono, bunk and no bicker. You tell you what's a lipon, bicker. Waga book a King Kong, dicker. If flavor, why my malay cigar book on a coupon, nigga kill a song. I can a penny for till it down. Me, my rabba, hip him, the wet till it feel a mongo.
Changabana, Bogini, Emily, Abachana Kitino Tipiri, Itele, Puchiri, Utabadi Bemi Bikachiri, a village in your motel and a yell and off on the Fino Nitele, even when I well and he wanted a bell and I do you know Chukunawele, not that I fell and I'm going to go in Michigan, and the one fella who took a fella let the work you don't know where it. A man and a man and a crash, a man and a Higolu and a clipper, one and a boys in a hammer, a casino pan and a tinker.
Heather and I'm with
Kwame Ofori here with Song of the week.
Okay, rolling up on the last song of the hour, I bring you the fabulous Kibrom Birhane. Kibrom is also an AFRIMA nominee this year in three categories: Best Male Artiste in Eastern Africa, Best Artiste in African Jazz, and Best Artiste or Group in African Traditional. This is Ikista featuring Nasambu Baraza.
Oh,
it. That was Kibron Birhane from Ethiopia closing us out in this edition of Music Time in Africa. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Special thanks to all of you who contributed to today's program, Abidemi Dairo, Bill Odidi and his guests, Kombo Chokwe and James Gogo, fan mail contributors, Ibrahim Bukar and Amazin, DJ Sa for the opening music, and finally, Kwame Ofori. We're live Saturday and Sunday at 15 and 2000 UTC. We are also on shortwave radio Friday at 0900 UTC and again on Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. And you can also find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay blessed.